Hey there friends, it's Nick and this is the StoryHacker.tv podcast, episode 16. 16, amazingly. Doing one a day does give you a sense of momentum, and I guess that when I get good, I'm going to get good that much sooner because I'm doing one a day. Anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit about an idea that I've been sort of toying with around storytelling, and that is that good stories, the best stories, mix water and electricity. Now, bear with me. What I mean by this is that good stories are logical. In other words, the action unfolds logically. One writer I know talks about, you know, you should have a story that goes, this happened because this happened because this happened because this happened because this happened, rather than this happened and then this happened and then this happened and then. In other words, that the things in your story should logically follow from what went before. And that's how water works, right? Water logically follows the whatever surface it's poured onto, it logically follows. And so to go another way, let's talk about electricity. Well, electricity jumps from point to point, and I think that's quite powerful as well, because when you're telling a story, it's really useful if you can get your audience to make a leap on their own, right? So, for example, the story I tell about when I hit a reef in the Caribbean at night, and I talk about how the yacht I was on, 38-foot yacht, hit the reef, and we scraped over these rocks. It was a horrible, I can hear it in my head now. It was a horrible, horrible sound. And then the captain who'd been down below was on deck screaming at me to, we had to turn the boat around, turn the yacht around. We've got to hit it again, is what he said. We've got to hit it again. And, you know, I had no idea why that made sense, right? And I can't remember exactly what he said, but he shouted something that made me make the leap. And the thrust of it was, we don't know how big the reef is. Now, some of you will have made the leap. If you don't know how big the reef is, and you don't know where you are, you have to get out of the reef in the shortest distance possible. And the only way of knowing the shortest distance possible is to turn around, do a 180 and go back out the way you came in. Otherwise, you could just be getting deeper into trouble. We were already in trouble. Does that make sense? So when I tell that story properly, I usually leave a little gap. It's like a synaptic gap in the story, because it's rather like when you get a joke, right? You know, good comedians, they don't tell you what's funny. They put something into the air and they wait for it to cross that synaptic gap in your brain and for you to make the connection. And it's the connection, that little spark of joy and creativity that creates the laughter, right? And we want that, you know, in certain places in our stories, we want the audience to experience the realization the way we experienced it. And that's why I think it's a really interesting idea to think about good stories mixing water and electricity. And that's the podcast for today. This weekend, we're taking our son away to university for the first time. So that's going to be interesting and emotional, I'm sure. And we will see what happens. I'm going to try and do the podcast the next couple of days too. If not, I'll see you Monday, I guess. But this is Nick Warren. This is the StoryHacker.tv podcast. And it's because stories really mean business.